Let us pray.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Would you please be seated? I was up to my waist in brambles. It was 2 years ago during my sabbatical. Some of you will have heard this story. I was walking the 150-mile Canterbury Trail, the ancient English Camino. If you remember Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, this is the same route. One day, towards the end of the journey, I did not want to follow the trail anymore. It was going too far out of the way. Can you see where this is going? I saw a shortcut on my phone. The route was shorter, but along the way, I discovered it went through private property. The track stopped me at a gate that blocked the way I needed to go. Did Jason admit defeat and go back to find the real trail? No, of course not. I saw on my map that the trail I needed was just on the other side of those woods. So I doubled down. The path grew difficult. Well, really, the path disappeared. I kept going anyway. Thorny vines blanketed the ground. I kept going. Eventually, brambles crowded around me on all sides, up to my waist, sometimes up to my shoulders. All I could think was, Jason, don't you dare fall. If you fall, you're never going to be able to get up again. My phone assured me the trail that I needed was just over there. So I kept going. I stepped into a clearing, and I don't mean that the brambles disappeared, just the forest opened up a little bit. And there, floating high above me, hung a deer blind. A cascade of terror flooded my body. Oh my goodness. What if I had just trampled through all of these things and a hunter had been there? I stood there and wondered, lost and stuck as I was, how will I get out of this? Who will clear a path for me? Now, in this story, I was lost in physical brambles with no obvious way out. Today, in our passage from Hebrews, we hear about Jesus, who pioneers and perfects our faith. Quite literally, Jesus blazes a trail. He walks ahead of us. He clears out the brambles. He founds a relationship with God based entirely on God's unconditional love. Jesus also perfects our faith. He not only clears the path to a relationship with God, but he also takes us along with him. He takes our humanity through death. He takes our mortality up from death through resurrection. He takes our very nature into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. He not only starts the pioneering, but he also finishes it. As our collect this morning said, he became for us a sacrifice for sin. Jesus perfects our faith, freeing us from Satan, sin, and death. Now, not only does Jesus pioneer and perfect our faith, he holds us together. This is not a trail that we walk alone. Hebrews today talks about the great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us and cheers us on in our faith. This is another way of talking about the communion of saints that we confess in the Nicene Creed week after week. Our church's catechism or outline of the faith describes the communion this way. The communion of saints is the whole family of God, the living and the dead, those whom we love and those whom we hurt, bound together in Christ by sacrament, prayer, and praise. whatever might pull us apart from one another, all these Jesus has conquered. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord, not even death, not even from each other. Jesus pioneers and perfects our faith and holds us together in the church. Christians are the people who accept Jesus' pioneering. Jesus does the hard, costly work of clearing the way, as we heard in our gospel passage today, how he wishes the fire would be kindled. All we must do is follow. Walking the path Jesus cleared for us costs us nothing. But as Jesuit priest Gerald O'Mahony reminds us in his book, The Two-Edged Gospel, when it comes to our faith, we expect what is free to be costly and what is costly to be free. So we would rather do it ourselves. We find a shortcut to walk. We pursue clearing our own path, even with the best intentions. But then we figure out that we are, like I was, stuck in the brambles with a deer blind aiming down at us, unable to get out. We live in a world that asks us to prove that we matter every day of our lives. The world tells us that we must have more, do more, be more. And when we cannot, we often conclude, I have nothing to offer. I must be worthless. Well, we are only half right. We have nothing to offer this trailblazing. It is something that Jesus has done. But that does not mean we are worthless. The Almighty Creator of heaven and earth made us in his image and likeness. The eternal Son of God took on our human nature. He lived for us. He died for us. He rose again for us. He forged a path from us to the Father. The Father and the Son send the Spirit to each of us, inviting us. We contribute nothing to God's work at this point. It is not for sale. Jesus pioneers the path for free. All that we must do right now is, as our collect says, receive thankfully. We can sit in the newly made clearing around us and give thanks. Why? Because Jesus loved us enough to blaze us a trail to the God who loves us completely and freely, without condition, without demand. When we receive thankfully the trail Jesus pioneered, we become Jesus' followers. But that is not the end of the story, is it? After we accept Jesus' trailblazing, when we are ready, he invites us to blaze trails for others. As our collect said, Jesus gives his followers an example of godly life, that they might follow daily in his blessed steps. Jesus, having cleared the path, invites his followers, when they are ready, to join him in clearing the path for others. This is a request. A request is not a demand. Hebrews says that for the joy set before Jesus, he endured the cross. He freely endured it. Jesus knows the Father has set joy before his followers too. He invites them along. The saints that we hear about in Hebrews and the saints of the church give us an example of faithfully following Jesus along this path, blazing the trail behind him. They traveled the pilgrim's way, expecting a better resurrection, expecting the joy set before them. But Hebrews says they could not find their perfection or receive the promise without Jesus' followers, for whom Jesus pioneered the way. Jesus invites his followers to lay aside the weight of sin and run with perseverance the race set before them. If accepting Jesus' trailblazing costs nothing, then the invitation to help blaze a trail does. It costs laying aside our sin. It costs laying aside every weight, those good things which hinder God's best for us. It costs running with perseverance, learning endurance, continuing to follow Jesus even when things are hard. But part of the joy set before us is, as followers of Jesus, we get to pioneer for others. Because God claimed us as his children, because Jesus pioneered the trail ahead of us, our pioneering for others might be a burden, but as Jesus reminded his disciples, the burden is light. Amidst the brambles, I tried every which way to get out by myself. Then the deer blind itself, what I thought was a threat, became a source of hope. I did not build that deer blind. I did not pay for it. In fact, I might have been trespassing. It was free to me. This renewed hope cost me nothing. So I climbed up into it. And from that vantage point, I found the path someone had already blazed. And by following the footpath another had made, I made it wider for whoever would come behind me. Without forgetting that Jesus is the pioneer, we become pioneers who never cease to be followers, leading others to Christ, creating possibilities of faith, hope, and love in other people's lives who would not have those possibilities otherwise. Are you caught in the brambles right now? Look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Have you found the path? Look to Jesus and walk it. Are you walking the path? Invite someone to join you. Jesus pioneers and perfects our faith, holding us together in the church. He invites us to join him in pioneering the way to God for others, of clearing the path for others. And in this way, sisters and brothers, we become and share Jesus' good news. The good news that we are followers who become trailblazers without ceasing to be followers. Completely known and cherished and loved and held by God. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.